Thank you and good afternoon. Residents have the chance to add their input on how dredging operations along the Humboldt Bay should work, as Harbor District officials will hold a public meeting tonight that will run until 7:30. Following two meetings between the City of Eureka and the Harbor District back in February, a draft proposal for dredging operations was released by the Harbor District, a proposal that will start operations in August if approved. Harbor District officials have proposed dropping the dredging spoil offshore through an outfall pipe when work begins, and that process would be repeated. The spoil would then be dumped on property at the Redwood Marine Terminal. The meeting will be held at the Wharfinger Building. City officials in Fortuna will host a workshop tomorrow morning beginning at 8:30 in City Council Chambers as they discuss the 5-year capital improvement plan. The City Council and City Manager Mark Wheatley, along with city staff, will discuss the goals for the maintenance and replacement of city infrastructure over the course of the next 5 years. The improvement plan will serve as a guide for the council and city staff as they decide on priorities and schedules. Voters in Fortuna approved Measure E, that is earmarked for city infrastructure, including city buildings and facilities, parks, water, and wastewater treatment systems. The County Department of Health and Human Services announced today that longtime employee Michelle Stevens has been named as the new director of the Public Health Branch. A Humboldt State graduate, Stevens has been with the Department of Health and Human Services for over 10 years as a social worker, and she has served as a supervisor and a manager in the department's Child Welfare Services Division. Stevens' new promotion is effective next Friday, and she replaces former branch director Susan Buckley, who retired in January. Dan Squire has news out of Southern Humboldt.
The results from the special election in the Southern Humboldt Community Healthcare District have been posted, and the results show that Measure W, a property tax increase, was shot down by 6 votes and will not go into effect. There are 128 registered voters in the healthcare district who could have cast a ballot, but only 46 did so, 36%. 26 voted no, and 20 voted yes on a measure that would have raised property taxes from $125 per year to $170. The goal of supporters was to use the property tax revenue to build a new hospital facility and upgrade current district infrastructure, and the election was done by mail-in ballot alone. The measure needed a 2/3 majority to pass.
Thank you, Dan. Motorists transiting through Highway 101 just north of Leggett are reminded to anticipate up to 30-minute delays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekdays as crews try to stabilize the hillside. Further to the north at the Last Chance Grade, Caltrans crews smoothed out 10 inches of elevation difference in the roadway. The elevation difference has been caused by the continual slippage of the road, and crews are working to build a retaining wall to stabilize the hillside. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Arcata Fire District will hold a 4-day large animal rescue training session that will begin on Friday at the Fire District's Mad River Fire Station. The training will cover animal behavior, animal first aid, decontamination, and the physical and technical aspects of rescuing a large animal. The total cost to hold the training session was $10,000, which was paid through donations and a Homeland Security grant. 50 students will participate, and one class will span from this Friday and Saturday, and the second class will run from Sunday to Monday. The Fire District also held its 77th annual awards night over the weekend, and 4 of its members were recognized. Gerard Williams won Volunteer of the Year, while Luke Walker won Rookie of the Year. Marcus Lillard won Employee of the Year, and Nathan Padula won Company Employee of the Year. Beginning on September 1st, Humboldt State University will become a smoke and tobacco-free campus. The change comes after the Cal State University Chancellor's Office issued an executive order announcing a system-wide policy that will ban smoke and tobacco products on all 23 campuses. HSU officials will form a task force to help the campus as it transitions to being a smoke and tobacco-free campus, and the task force will focus on environmental and health benefits. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.